This painting by Ellsworth Keller is a simple yet fantastic example of color combination. When you look at the painting at first, you just look at it briefly and determine it is boring and walk away. If you continue to stare at it, though, you'll stick around to see the deeper meaning in the painting. The painting is not very famous, so its meaning has not yet been interpreted by many people. I believe the colors in the painting show three factions. These factions are probably emotions. The color combination has three emotions: happy, sad, and mad. The happy is the black section in the painting. It is put in the middle as if it is the happy medium. It is also the smallest section of the three. Sad is blue on the right side of happy. It bulges out in the black in a circular shape. On the other side of the happy, black is red. Red symbolizes mad. It is on the left side of happy. It takes the same shape as the blue section, bulging out into the black. This may be symbolic to show that sad and mad are nearly identical in the form that they come in. They just have a different color. Happy is the only one that takes on drastically different shape than the other two. Sadly, happy, black, is the least used color in the painting. This may be ironic. The painter, Ellsworth Kelly, is known for his simple designs. This obviously a very simple design, considering the painting only has three colors. Kelly's style involves using bright colors, simple designs, and basic forms. All of these styles are present in the painting Red, Black, Blue. The painting uses two bright colors that stand out on each side of the painting, whereas the black in the middle of the painting is not bright. Three basic shapes are all very simple. The simple, bright-colored forms are asymmetrical and different-shaped. They are unique and in no way repetitive. Ellsworth Kelly was born in Newburgh, New York, just outside New York City in 1923. His family moved from Newburgh, New York, to Oradell, New Jersey. Kelly grew up in Oradell. As he later recounts, many of his childhood memories are of Oradell, New Jersey. His art may have been inspired by the simple, small-town environment of this town. Ellsworth Kelly attended public school. There, he attended art classes and other fine arts. The school taught him about many of the materials he would later go on to make art about, and stress imagination. He used this experience to gain knowledge in art. Kelly became a skilled artist and was encouraged to go into art schools, but his parents wouldn't allow it. He attended Pratt Institute for a technical education, which his parents agreed to pay for. During attendance to Pratt Institute, Kelly was forced to join the United States Army in 1943. When he was in the Army, he was part of the Ghost Army, which was a unit dedicated to putting use to inflatable tanks, trucks, and fake soldiers. These were used to confuse and misguide the Axis forces during World War II. This exposed Kelly to certain military art patterns, particularly camouflage and other basic simple forms and simple colors, like those used in Red, Black, and Blue. Ellsworth Kelly returned to the United States after the war was over. He was given benefits from the military to help returning veterans get back on their feet. He used it to attend the School of Museum and Fine Arts, Boston. At the School of Museum and Fine Arts, Kelly extensively studied graphic arts. He was particularly interested in painting artists. Then, 2 years later, he attended a French arts college in Paris. There, he attended very few classes, took advantage of the concentrated artistic history of the city, and learned much of the style he used in his paintings there. After studying in Paris for 6 years, Kelly returned to the United States in 1954 to New York City. He continued painting and creating art, and soon his pieces started showing up in exhibits. His style was different from most of the other New York artists and was considered more European than American. Shortly after his return to America, Kelly's artwork was given little to no positive criticism. Most of his artwork was labeled different. Now Kelly's art appears in hundreds of collections and museums. He has nearly reached fame for many of his paintings, sculptures, and other abstract works. Red, Black, Blue is a great painting, and it reflects a lot about Ellsworth Kelly's career and life. The simple style of Kelly's art is outstanding and unique, and has inspired many artists. This has been another Bulldog Podcast.